For more than 50 years, Dr. Mark Bubeck has been compelled of God to pray for revival. He has been expecting it, praying for it. He doesn't know when it's going to come. He doesn't know how it's going to come. He just knows that it will come. The Bible predicts a coming great revival, a time when there will be a sea of humanity who will come forth with their robes dipped in the blood of the Lamb, so vast that no man can number that great host of people. It may be that is the revival that God is leading him to pray for. There may be one to precede that. We don't know. The remarkable thing is this. For over 50 years, Dr. Bubeck has been faithful to the calling to pray for revival. It may be that you also share in that burden and you've been praying for revival. Join Dr. Mark Bubeck now as we pray together for a coming great revival from God.
Loving Heavenly Father, I come again to worship you in the wonder of who you are. I approach you in the merit and worthiness of our Lord Jesus Christ. I open my whole being to the controlling work of your Holy Spirit. I invite him to express his interceding, his groaning through my prayers in the ways that he may choose. I yield to you, Heavenly Father, all of the faculties and capacities you've placed within me to be used for your glory. I open my mind, will, and emotions to you, that you might share with me your burden for the church and for the lost around me. I rejoice that my Lord Jesus Christ could weep over the people of Jerusalem as they passed up his presence and his caring love for them. Cleanse me of the coldness and indifference that keeps me from shedding tears for the rebellious sin of today. Share with me his tears. Allow me to feel the mourning of your Spirit's groaning for my broken world. Grant me your divine intervention, expressing in me a willingness to fast and to spend time in extended sessions of prayer. Help me see those times when I awaken in the night as opportunities to cry to you for a revolutionary revival to visit your church. What I pray for myself, I pray also for a large number of other believers whom you are calling to a deeper prayer burden. I confess my sins to you, dear Heavenly Father. Wash me clean in my Savior's precious blood from all that offends you. I recognize within my person a fleshly nature that can be rebellious in your sight. Thank you for informing me of this fact in your word. I affirm that in my union with Christ in his death, I am dead to the rule of that fleshly nature. I desire the new nature you effected within me to be in charge through the power of my Savior's resurrection. Thank you for having made this new creation in righteousness and true holiness, so I can love you deeply and serve you fully. May your Holy Spirit enable me to manifest before you and others the fruit of his full control. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I bind the devil and his host from interjecting any interference in my prayer for revival. I bring to you, Heavenly Father, the sins of my family, the church, and the culture in which I live. What great wickedness takes place in our homes? Thank you that it's not hidden from you. I repent of it for my family, other Christian families, and non-Christian families. You established the home, and it's very dear to you. Forgive us for the way we too often talk to each other in anger and unkindness. How broken you must be over the physical, verbal, and even sexual abuse that is too much a part of the families in our culture. I not only confess this wickedness, but I ask you to intervene and change it by your mighty power. Show us our sins and grant us the grace of repentance. I recognize that the sins of our nation and culture are an abomination in your eyes. I repent for our culture of the terrible abuse of our sexuality, The misuse of this God-given gift is a curse upon our times. I apologize to you, Heavenly Father, for the abomination of pornography and the wide audience that makes it profitable. Turn our hearts from this perversion. You intended that our sexual desires should glorify your name within the bonds of marriage. May this take place within our culture. I repent before you, loving God, for the violence against innocent people that has invaded our culture. My heart grieves, as yours surely does, for those millions of unborn babies that have been destroyed by legalized abortions. I repent for our legislators and court judges and for the people who let it go on. Forgive and change the violence displayed in the entertainment media, in the inner city, and in the drug scene. I apologize for the burgeoning market for drugs and other intoxicants. My heart grieves for the cursing and vile talk that streams forth from people's mouths. I see spreading through our culture a plague of fascination with the spirit realm of darkness. It poisons our little children in the themes of their toys, their games, and even their cartoons. It permeates our entertainment media. It subtly is becoming a part of the business and educational world through various New Age themes. A growing host of people are so deceived that they are worshiping the devil with animal and even human sacrifices. How terribly this dishonors you, O Lord. I cry out against it in prayer, and I repent for them of this awful wickedness. I ask you to bring a revival awakening so intense that these things will be crushed by your omnipotent power. Forgive us for all our wickedness, O God. The sin of our nation is so great. Religious sins of unbelief, legalism, and self-righteous pride abound. Greed, covetousness, gluttony, gossip, and spiritual indifference are almost as common to believers as to the lost. We desperately need a holy revival from you to confront our sins and bring us to humble repentance and spiritual renewal. My hope, Heavenly Father, is in the promises of your word. Thank you for your compassion for us in our sinful ways. In our arrogant lifestyle, we say to you, I am rich, I've acquired wealth, and do not need a thing. I repent of that. I confess that as believers we show our wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked condition. I accept that analysis by my Lord Jesus Christ as applying to me and my fellow believers. Thank you that our Lord Jesus Christ has invited us to come and to buy from him gold refined in his disciplining fires. I want that gold for me and for your church. I ask for the white clothes that the Lord Jesus Christ promised would cover our nakedness. Anoint our eyes with the eye salve that enables us to see things as our Lord Jesus Christ sees them. I open the door of my life to my Lord Jesus Christ. I invite him to come to me and to the church and to this day in which we live by giving us a mighty sense of his holy presence. May his nearness break us over our sins until we flee to the cross for cleansing by his blood. May this revival for which I pray bring to saving faith multitudes who are not yet in our Savior's fold. Heavenly Father, move everything out of the way that hinders the coming of revival. Cause revival to affect churches, legislators, courts, business, education, government, and everything that's before you. Will you not revive us again? I lay all of this before you, Heavenly Father, basing every request on the merit and worthiness of our Lord Jesus Christ alone and his finished work. I ask that you build a faith within me and countless other believers that is growing and contagious and that rests totally upon your will and plan for us in this day and upon the foundation of your word and the finished work of our Lord Jesus Christ. I pray. Amen.